I went to a conference a week ago. Ann Wild was there too. And a lot of people at this conference told their stories of love and loss and the reasons that, though profound tragedy and hurt and disappointment and adversity, they still chose to be Christians. So it made me think, why am I a Christian? Well, I was born into a Christian home. I was baptized and raised in the church. I went to a Christian school for 12 years. I can check a lot of the little Christian boxes. But none of those things are why I am still a Christian. I, like many of you, have had heartache and devastation and loss. But we're all sitting in this room tonight, and there's got to be a reason. One of my reasons is an experience that I had some years ago on this very night, on Maundy Thursday, washing someone's feet and having them wash mine. I had nothing short of a religious experience. I was aware for the first time in a really tangible way the true measure of love, that is, the love for our Lord that He has for us, the love that God transmits through us, and the love that we receive back from others through Christ. It's like a continuous loop of Christian love. The word Maundy, as in Maundy Thursday, means commandment. And today Jesus gives us a new kind of commandment that we just read about. But this commandment is not enforced by weapons or ruled by strict guidelines, but it's one that's created by love and enacted in love for love's sake. Jesus says, love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Early Christians were recognized for how they loved and cared for each other. It's been a hallmark of our faith for over 2,000 years. And tonight, we will practice this ancient ritual that dates back to Christ himself. We will wash each other's feet in a symbol of servanthood and of love, to be vulnerable enough to take our shoes off, to touch someone else's bare feet, to have someone touch ours. I know this is not for everyone, and so I'm not suggesting again that you have to do this, because this entire week of Holy Week is a journey, and it shows us the raw place of surrender in ourself that rips a hole through our false perceptions of love, and it lets the real thing pour in. So I pray for you tonight to feel the presence of Christ, to feel the love of your community around you, and to float in this liminal space between Lent and Easter. I pray for you tonight to feel loved.